The following radio show is live, except for the announcement you're hearing right now.
You're on the air.
Where'd you get this jacket?
I got this in the network. There's too much interference.
You.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to U Radio. Welcome to a U Week. All right, I'll stop. That was a dad joke. I apologize. I'm a dad now. It comes with the territory. Chris Cantore, dad now. I've been a dad for 11 years, and it's actually my favorite gig. This is number two, though. Great to be with you. Seriously. Appreciate your support. Check us out online at uradio.com, and of course, at kx935.com as well. And man, we've got a killer show planned for you. As always, Mandatory Marley on the way at 6:20. Otherwise, let's start the show off with my favorite band. Shocking, I'm going to play some Radiohead, but not Lift today. Another unreleased or previously unreleased track that used to go by the name of Big Boots when they would perform it live. And now, since it's been released as part of the OK Computer re-release, OK Not OK, they've retitled it Man of War. Radiohead on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. You.
Thank you. take us to the beach. Download the KX93.5 app for Android or iPhone and stream us anywhere.
Love Plus One, Haircut 100 here on U Radio. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cantori, and so great to be hanging with you. Radio.com. And don't forget, we've got merchandise up there, and that's the best way to support the platform. In fact, Stephanie here, Steph from KX93.5, purchased a U tank via UYEWstore.com, and I was so pumped to fulfill that order over the weekend. You're the raddest, Steph. In fact, I dedicate this song to you. New Arcade Fire with Electric Blue. New LP, Everything Now, drops end of this month. It's KX93.5. Thank you.
Oh,
about a Pumpkins reunion? Original lineup. Where could Darcy be? I'm not afraid. I'd love a Smashing Pumpkins reunion with the original lineup. Anything else is just a Billy Corgan solo act. It's Chris Cantore. Welcome to You Radio. 6:20-ish, which means it's time for Mandatory Marley. And today, this song needs no introduction.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Seventeen, across my beating heart. To do.
Listen on your computer, smartphone, tablet, smart TV, whatever. KX935 is online at kx935.org.
Turn. flying over me somewhere.
How's that? One of three new tracks Grizzly Bear has recently released off the forthcoming Painted Ruins, which is out August 18th. That one there entitled Four Cypresses. They've also released Morning Sound and Three Rings. That song's something else, though. Woof! It's about a displaced world. Not that we can relate to that or anything, right? We won't get political here, never, on U Radio. We're all about the Stoke. Speaking of Stoke, I do want to say this. I had an amazing thing happen yesterday, and maybe it will inspire someone listening right now to become a big brother or big sister through the Big Brother, Big Sisters organization. And I was one about 10 to 15 years ago, and I just got reunited with my little brother, Deshaun, for the first time in a decade, and we met yesterday, and it was just one of the most beautiful, amazing encounters. It was just so special. I actually taped it and put it up on my Facebook and Insta. In fact, if you'd like to see it, you can find me up there at Chris Cantori, all one word, and that's Cantori with an E at the end. But it was so powerful getting reunited with my little brother now that he's 22 years old, and I met him when he was 8, and we were heavily involved in each other's lives, you know, for many years. And then he moved away, and life happens, you know, and all that stuff. And we just recently, as I said yesterday, got reunited. And man, it was such a powerful, beautiful thing. And just learning later in life what an influence that you know, you can have on a little kid. And I learned that yesterday. So if you do have time, the bandwidth, and you want to become a big brother, it's one of the greatest things I ever did. Check out Big Brothers, Big Sisters organization. They're all over, from San Diego, Los Angeles. I'm sure they've got chapters here in Laguna as well. but certainly hunt them down. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever done. All right, it's KX93.5.
Supporting local artists since 2012. This is KX93.5.
Well, I heard the blinkers on. I heard we're changing lanes. I heard he likes to race. I heard there's six or seven words he likes to use are always in bad taste. And I heard that Monday's just the word we say every seven times around, and then we pin the tail on Tuesday. Watch those strings go up and down. And the elephant in the room begins to dance. The camera zoom into his mouth begins to move. Those hateful words he uses. I don't care for your paranoid. Us against them walls. I don't care for your careless. Me first, gimme appetite at all. Mind is for sale, it's all been subdivided. Divided into reasons why my two opposing thoughts at once are fine. And the residue from the price tag on the tip of my tongue, words don't come, they go. How many likes I gotta get before I know the truth? And the truth is, season three will be a great reason to forget all about reality's a slippery slope. Watch the TV scream and shout. I don't care for your paranoid. Us against them fearful kind of walls. I don't care for your careless. Me first, gimme appetite at all. Changing lanes, I heard we need more space. I heard that 607 words are in bad taste. It's absurd to believe that we might deserve anything as if it's balanced in the end. And the good guys always win. I don't care for your paranoid. Us against them fearful kind of walls. I don't care for your careless. Me first, gimme appetite. With the residue from the price tag on those two opposing thoughts in my mind. Us against them fearful kind of walls.
KX93.5.
You.
Tell your man I'm stuck on this lovely girl. To me, she mean all the world. But then she like another guy. I fall down dead, she never see the tears I cry. Said, please, please, please do not go. Please, please, please do not go. Told her if I told her that I felt this way. You know, might make a turn, might make a turn, might make a turn either way. So all I can do is patiently pray, 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 pray. Say, please, please, please do not go.
Yeah.
New Nine Inch Nails, Less Than. KX93.5, Chris Cantori here, and welcome to You Radio. And I'm playing that track because I've been, have you checked out the Defiant Ones on HBO? Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, a big part of that special documentary series on HBO about Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. If you haven't seen it, it's some of the best TV out there right now, trust me. But Trent's part in it's interesting, or his part in it is interesting, Trent of Nine Inch Nails, because they were heavy into the whole, you know, big part of the Interscope thing when Jimmy Iovine first started Interscope. And they were so cutting edge at the time. Obviously, Nine Inch Nails brought Marilyn Manson on board. But one thing that was left out of the storyline, which I thought was kind of funny, was Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit. He actually was the president of Interscope Records for a short time, and Trent lost his mind. And it's funny how that didn't make it into the Dr. Dre, Jimmy Iovine documentary. You know, a nice little Limp Bizkit segment. I was shocked. Or not. KX93.5.
Show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. Got a bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house, my house. All the furniture in the garage. Well, that funk is playing in my house, my house. You got to set them up, kid. Set them up. You got to set them up. Ooh, yeah. You got to set them up. Ooh, yeah. You got to set them up. Set them up. Set them up, kid. I'll set them up.
noticed, we don't play the same 40 songs. Generational alt-rock on KX93.5.
You get the car, I'll get the night off. You'll get the chance to take the world apart and figure out how it works. Don't let me know what you find out. I need a car, you need a guide, who needs a map. If I don't die or worse, I'm gonna need a nap. At best I'll be asleep when you get back. I wanna see it when you find out what comets, stars and moons are all about. Wanna see their faces turn to backs of heads and slowly get smaller. Wanna see it now. Wanna see. Yeah.